years ago, I had a poster which had on it a picture of a small child with really big eyes who was peeking up over the edge of a counter. And on that counter was just a huge dish of candy. So today we'll think it's chocolate for Valentine's Day. But under that picture was a quote from Oscar Wilde which said, "I can resist everything except temptation." Which is a lament that most of us can probably identify with, as temptation beckons us from every corner of our lives. So today's gospel is particularly interesting as we come to learn that even Jesus was challenged by temptation. And the story is a familiar one. Jesus, having spent the 40 days following his baptism, fasting in the wilderness, was alone, and he was extremely hungry. And since he had spent these weeks in preparation for his public ministry, it's probably safe to assume that he had passed countless hours pondering the nature of his work and what shape his ministry would take. After all, Jesus was human, and so the task which lay ahead of him must have seemed daunting. And as happens to so many who ready themselves to step out on a particular path, the temptation to stray planted itself firmly in his path. And those weren't run-of-the-mill, "Oh, go ahead and eat that candy," sort of puny temptations. These were really big, tempting temptations, the kind that simply stop us in our tracks as we ponder their alluring possibilities. So, what were these temptations? Well, the first battle for Jesus was personal as well as social, as he was challenged to turn a stone into bread. He himself was extremely hungry, and he knew that many people in the world were hungry. So how great would it be to have the power to easily feed both himself and everyone else? But he resisted. Next, he was tempted politically. All the power and all the authority of the world in exchange for his loyalty and his adoration. And if you think about it, a person could do a whole lot of good in the world if he had complete authority. But again, Jesus stood firm. Then the last invitation was about faith. "Take this leaf and prove yourself to be God's son without any shadow of a doubt. And when you do that, you'll prove to everyone that God exists and has power in this world." Now that must have been really tempting, because wouldn't it be great to remove any doubts of God's existence from everyone's mind? Yet Jesus withstood even this temptation, and he was finally left alone. However, for 21st century Christians who struggle with all sorts of temptations, this story might not be all that easy to relate to. After all, this is Jesus, the Son of God, that we're talking about. So we wonder, how hard could it have been? And surely everyone knows that dealing with the devil is always a very bad idea. Besides which, we may think we're not in a position to have to deal with those great big sorts of temptations. But the truth is, we have to deal with those kind of challenges every day. They're just not so easy to identify. For who hasn't been tempted by the lure of good results, where the end could justify the means? Who hasn't had to fight the yearning to be successful instead of faithful? Who hasn't wanted to compromise when standing firm was the only thing you should really do? And who hasn't longed for a sign that their faith in God was fundamentally real and worthwhile, provable by some divinely inspired action? These temptations and countless others take many forms. And from the time of Adam and Eve to this very day, humanity has struggled, just as Jesus struggled. So the question then becomes, how do we resist? Well, if we follow Jesus' example, then it's plain that a life deeply rooted in prayer and widely informed by Scripture can provide the means to withstand such seductive offers. Also, we know that after his baptism, it says he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And from his preaching and teaching, we know that he was intimately familiar with God's love. So Jesus was a human being who wholeheartedly placed his faith, hope, and trust in God. And although it didn't render him incapable of being tempted, it did strengthen him to persevere, to resist, and do good. And the reality is, those very same resources are available to us today. We are called to be rooted in prayer. We are encouraged to be shaped and formed and immersed in Scripture. We have been baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And we are continually reminded of God's boundless mercy and love. And not only that, but we also have the additional foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to guide us and strengthen us even more. For he exemplified a life lived in total faithfulness to God. So we too have the means to resist temptation, to persevere in doing good, and to forge a strong relationship with God. We simply must make the effort to do so. Which all makes Jesus a good example in yet one more way. For here was a man who never gave up on his work, nor did he grow complacent in his ministry. Because you have to wonder, were there times when Jesus must have felt like giving up? Surely, he was human after all, and there must have been times when he got very discouraged. Yet his entire life was a testament to perseverance and the relentless pursuit of God's mission. So whenever we grow tired or complacent, or when we assume, well, that someone else will step up to help, or when we are tempted to hide in our comfortable, predictable lives, we need to think again. For one of the worst and easiest temptations to give into is the one in which we claim Christianity in name only and do nothing to live it out in a meaningful way. But Jesus doesn't call us to be safe and comfortable. Jesus calls us to be faithful and true, loving God and loving our neighbors. We are to be Christ-like in every aspect of our lives and resist the temptation to take the easy way out. So, here at the beginning of Lent, we seem to have a rather long list of things to accomplish. We are to nurture our spiritual lives, we are to reflect on our need for repentance, and we are to love and serve others even as we live out our everyday routines. And isn't it tempting to claim that we are just too busy for all that and push it all aside? But if we think it's important, we will choose to make the time to do it. So pick up one of those Lenten devotional books in the narthex, or read the Bible, or check out the Society of St. John the Evangelist devotionals online. Come to worship. Pray every single day. Join in the Wednesday night Lenten series. Or just sit still for 10 minutes every day in quiet reflection. It doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be complicated. And through it all, don't take a life of faith for granted. That's a big temptation. And temptations will come and go. And in order to survive them and all the distractions of modern everyday life, we must make a firm commitment to our life of faith. Jesus is our model and our guide. Jesus is our hope and our salvation. So may we put our trust in him and resist any and all temptations that try to draw us far away from his love and grace. Amen.